We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious life as we honor a part of ourselves.
No, I'm really a smart boy. And you are, who would like to eat the skin, huh?
Hello, patient viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intercept 10 KU band and Intercept 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intercept 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Center and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intercept 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Ecuador will allocate $120 million toward education. In science news, researchers from Germany and the United States find that crops pollinated by bees and other animals are highly nutritious. In animal welfare news, Argentine and Swiss groups join to speak out for horses. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 3rd, noted American inventor Mr. Elisha Graves Otis was born in Halifax, Vermont in 1811. He developed the first elevator brake, an automatic safety device to keep the elevator from falling if the lifting rope or chain broke. This innovation led the way to the founding of the Otis Elevator Company in 1853, which is now the world's largest manufacturer and maintainer of elevators, escalators, and moving walkways. France's Eiffel Tower, the United States' Washington Monument, and Spain's Royal Palace of Madrid each contain Otis elevators. May imaginative individuals such as Mr. Elisha Graves Otis continue to enhance our world with advancements to improve the lives of all beings.
Flying news. Torrential rains deluge northwestern China. Unrelenting downpours for several days in Shanxi province left 3 people missing as of Tuesday, August 2nd, after workers at a nature preserve were swept away by floods, with over 5,000 residents who were evacuated as some 9,000 homes were rendered uninhabitable. Up to 110,000 people throughout 8 counties were affected, and 5,400 hectares of cropland damaged by related landslides and swollen rivers. The Shanxi Provincial Department of Civil Affairs sent tents and beds for the displaced, and utility workers and transportation department personnel worked around the clock to restore power and communication as soldiers and local residents began cleanup operations.
Expressing her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with regional officials to see if further aid is needed. Saying that emergency funds are available, she asked that they also go, if possible, to render assistance to the most desperate.
Our appreciation, Chinese officials, soldiers, and other personnel, for your helpful endeavors, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her detailed concern. May the storm affected swiftly recuperate their regular productive lives, as we pray that such weather extremities are eased with humanity's more eco-caring actions.
Italy's volcano erupts again as quakes drove Kyrgyzstan, Vanuatu, Japan, and Papua New Guinea. In its fourth eruption for the month of July, Mount Etna, on the southern Italian island of Sicily, began to once again emit flames, sparks, and lava fountains 500 meters in height this past weekend. However, no evacuations were required, and air travel in the region was not affected. Early on Saturday, July 30th, a quake measuring 4.4 on the Richter scale struck Kyrgyzstan. With an epicenter only 84 kilometers from Karakol in Tajikistan, the tremor was also felt along the Kashmir Valley, including in Srinagar, India, where people fled their homes in fear. On Sunday in the Pacific, a 6.2 magnitude tremor hit 361 kilometers northeast of Vanuatu's capital, Port Vila. Then on Monday, a powerful magnitude 6.4 quake caused minor injury to 7 people as it struck just 18 kilometers southeast of Iwaki in Fukushima Prefecture, the same region where the nuclear accident occurred following the March 11th quake and tsunami. Officials reported no further damage to the Fukushima nuclear plant. Late that evening, the nation was rattled again, this time by a 6.2 magnitude tremor, 32 kilometers south of Shizuoka in central Japan.
On Monday morning, yet another major quake occurred as a 6.8 magnitude tremor struck off the north coast of Papua New Guinea, 134 kilometers east of Wewak. There were fortunately no immediate reports of major damage from any of these events, and no tsunami warnings were issued.
With relief for the general safety of those in the affected regions, we pray for such potential disasters to subside through our striving for greater consideration of all beings.
International relief efforts continue for Horn of Africa crisis. Torrential rains on Sunday, July 31st, brought welcome relief to a prolonged drought but added to the distress of tens of thousands of famine-stricken refugees in the Somali capital of Mogadishu as the inundations threatened to wash away makeshift tents and supplies. In neighboring Kenya, where thousands of Somali refugees have been also seeking refuge, near-famine conditions are emerging, with 3.5 million people there at risk of malnutrition, saying that the influx is too much to handle. The Kenyan government recently called on the United Nations to establish camps inside Somalia. The drought, soaring food prices, and large number of people needing aid has also raised risk of deadly diseases, and Doctors Without Borders stated that there currently are not enough vaccines for all the child refugees.
After a meeting on Friday, in which the UN said that a total of $2.48 billion US dollars is needed to address the current Horn of Africa crisis, the African Union announced that it will host a donors conference on August 9th. Estonia's foreign minister, meanwhile, donated 80,000 euros to help the famine-stricken Somali refugees and internally displaced persons, while individual Kenyans contributed 200,000 US dollars by mobile phone in a campaign that began July 28th. Iran's Red Crescent Society, or IRCS, is dispatching a second 120-ton humanitarian aid convoy to Somalia, while Kuwait Red Crescent Society, or KRCS, has sent four relief planes and on Monday, August 1st, delivered 2,500 tons of rice to the High Commission for Relief in Somalia. A technical team from Ireland is working in Kenya's Dadaab refugee camp after the Irish government airlifted 38 tons of emergency water and shelter materials to help those in need.
Upon first hearing of the tragic situation in early July, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $100,000 each to the humanitarian organizations Save the Children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross, for a total of $300,000 in emergency aid, sending a message that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' compassionate works.
Our appreciation, international governments, organizations, and individuals working to ease the suffering of the East African people, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving support. May heaven protect all those in the crisis-hit region, as we pray that health and harmony are soon restored through humanity's steps of kindness and peace in a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 539. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. People continue seeking social and political change through government reforms that serve the best interests of the public as they rally in countries including Belarus, Egypt, Israel, Libya, Palestine, Syria, United States, and Yemen.
United States. On Monday, August 1st, a day before the U.S. would no longer have sufficient funds to meet financial obligations, legislators agreed to increase the self-imposed debt ceiling while also reaching an accord on plans for lowering government spending by $2.1 trillion U.S. dollars over 10 years. While many of the spending reductions are expected to come from social services, the agreement also calls for defense spending cuts of up to $850 million U.S. dollars as the first such spending reductions in over 20 years.
Belarus. Minority parties objected to a bill in parliament that would allow President Alexander Lukashenko's regime to repress silent rallies, where demonstrators agree to meet at certain times and locations in unspoken protests of government policies.
Israel and Palestine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced on Monday, August 1st, that in the interest of resuming peace negotiations with Palestine, his government is ready to hold talks based on the U.S. proposed designation of borders that are close to those that existed prior to 1967 when Israel expanded her territory.
Egypt. Although most demonstrators left Cairo's Tahrir Square to observe the holy month of Ramadan, security forces cleared those who remained on Monday, August 1st, with witnesses reporting to CNN that the ones who refused to leave were beaten.
Syria. Following reports that Syrian security forces killed at least 150 people across the country Sunday and Monday, residents reported that another 24 citizens died late Monday into Tuesday in the Damascus suburb of Erbil and several other cities, including Homs. Dozens more were injured and over 150 were detained. In response to the intensifying crackdown, members of the UN Security Council on Monday renewed a draft resolution speaking out against the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Libya. On Monday, 25 African migrants were found to have died, likely due to extreme crowding on a boat containing 296 people who were fleeing the conflict in Libya to seek refuge on the Italian island of Lampedusa.
With deep sympathies for the loss of fellow human lives, as well as for the displaced and injured, we pray that all strife may cease and that people in every nation decide to live in dignity and freedom as a peaceful world.
Save Our Planet. Experts in Mexico on July 28, 2011 state that reduced deforestation in the Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve this winter has resulted in a doubling in the number of butterflies, with the change due in part to the government's provision of income-generating alternatives, such as growing tree nurseries.
Save Our Planet. Environmental organization Friends of the Earth is calling for the Strelitzky koala in the state of Victoria, Australia, to be recognized as a threatened species as its food source, the mountain ash tree, is disappearing due to logging.
It's Oinky the Piglet here. I'm a merry vegan. No animal products for me. Now a tip of the day on the tangy grapefruit. This gem from the citrus family is packed with vitamin C. Researchers from the Hebrew University in Jerusalem found that eating a grapefruit a day, especially the red variety, lowers cholesterol levels. Enjoy this delicious and helpful fruit today. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. And now for the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, Ecuador will allocate $120 million toward education. The amount will be used to build 104 schools by 2013 as part of the President of Ecuador, His Excellency Dr. Rafael Correa's commitment in the area. President Correa's dedication to education has led to a significant increase in enrollment figures, reports Cuban news source Prensa Latina. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Rafael Correa and Ecuador, for your support of a bright future for young people. May all youth be blessed with excellent opportunities and many prosperous tomorrows.
In science news, crops pollinated by bees and other animals contribute the highest amounts of vitamins and minerals to the human diet. A study by interdisciplinary researchers from Leuphana University of Lüneburg and the University of Berlin in Germany and the University of California at Berkeley and San Francisco in the United States stated, animal pollinated crops contain the majority of the available dietary lipid, vitamins A, C, and E, and a large portion of the minerals calcium, fluoride, and iron worldwide. In addition, it was found that several key nutrients linked to lower risks of heart disease and cancer are present in crops assisted by pollinators. Our thankfulness, participating scientists, for this important discovery. May we always cherish and safeguard our blessed bee and other precious animal friends. Up next are noteworthy news. Animal rights groups and celebrities join to protect the rights of horses in Argentina. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. Stay tuned for more righteous news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Delightful news for a charming world. In animal welfare news, Argentine and Swiss groups join to speak out for horses. Free Argentina, an animal rights organization, and Franz Weber Foundation started a campaign to ban the use of horses for pulling heavily loaded carts in cities in Argentina. At the launching of the project in Buenos Aires, several local celebrities, including famous vegan actor Mr. Nicholas Pauls, popular radio host and journalist Ms. Daisy Mae Queen, and prominent model Ms. Nicole Newman, were there in support. Afterwards, a delicious vegan brunch was served by our association members.
La necesidad ya imperativa de elevar la conciencia y el respeto hacia todos los habitantes de este planeta.
Ms. Veronica Serrato is coordinator of Free Argentina.
Están formando parte de un cambio que involucra mejora de la calidad de vida y compasión hacia los animales.
One of the goals of the initiative is to advocate that individuals who are presently using horses as a mode of transportation switch to alternatives such as bicycles or motorcycles. Free Argentina and the Franz Weber Foundation are also working to build a sanctuary in the central Argentine province of Cordoba for the Gentile equines. Our heartfelt gratitude, Free Argentina and Franz Weber Foundation, and distinguished participants involved in this caring endeavor. May all treasured animal co-inhabitants enjoy lives of dignity and happiness.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Bunun, an Aboriginal language spoken in Formosa or Taiwan, entitled Far Away.
Mus kundo amin tu sasausa, ma diklatan au na sin tu sasaus. Haida tu tatini, nini ap tu sasaus tu bunu na tu balau tu. Manak lo balagi sin tu sasausa tu pauntu na musan saklutu na masopa tamudan. Oh, uninang mehumisang. Haida tu tatini bunun tan al sin tu sasausa tu batu. Kas ang saktu na tu sasaus epa susanavan.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Kuan Yin meditation, many faiths, oneness in the divine, on our noble lineage. This show can also be accessed in our online archives.
Wow, beautiful show. Shad from Canada.
Shining Shad, thank you for your supportive message. Our association members from a variety of faiths have found that through initiation into the Kuan Yin method of meditation by Supreme Master Ching Hai, they have gained a deeper understanding of their own religions. May the Divine evermore bless you and all the truth-loving people of Canada.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with heavenly joy and inspiration.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following last week's visit from U.S. Ambassador Stephen Bosworth, North Korea's news agency KCNA reports that the government is ready to resume six-nation talks on nuclear disarmament without preconditions.
Columbia University researchers in New York, USA, find that the M-chip, developed as a portable and inexpensive diagnostic tool, has nearly 100% accuracy in the quick detection of HIV and other diseases, which they say could greatly improve healthcare in disadvantaged regions.
Johannesburg, South Africa celebrates the extension of her high-speed railway, Haltrain, into the city's economic hub, allowing commuters to bypass hours of auto gridlock as they arrive in just 27 minutes from Pretoria at train speeds of up to 160 kilometers per hour.
At the Sarajevo Film Festival in Bosnia, Oscar-winning U.S. actress, director, and UN Goodwill Ambassador Angelina Jolie receives a standing ovation as she is bestowed the Heart of Sarajevo Honorary Award for both her film artistry and humanitarian efforts.
16 physicians from Cuba, members of a group known as the Cuban Medical Brigade, volunteer with their Peruvian counterparts in Peru's Huamanga province to provide free health care for the less fortunate.
In Illinois, USA, 215 schools will benefit this year from a total of $4.7 million U.S. dollars being distributed through the nation's Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program to provide students with healthy and fresh snacks during the school day.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.